Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Halacha Kram Gamliel. Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Halacha is like Gamliel that you can read Kriya Shema Til Alos Hashach. Tanya, Rav Shimon, Ben Yochai Omer. Pamim Shalom Kori Kriya Shema Shtei Pamim Balayla. Achas Kodim Shiala Mura Shachar. Yachas La'achar Shiala Mura Shachar. Yotzik Bohen Yedei Chobaso Achas Shal Yom Achas Shal Lai. Possible a person could read Kriya Shema. One almost right next to the other, one right before Alos HaShachar, and one immediately after Alos HaShachar, and it'll be Yotze with the first one, Kriya Shema Shel Laila, and the second one, Kriya Shema Shel Yom. Versus Hagufa Kasha. Amras Pamim Sha'adim Kori Kriya Shema Shtei Pamim Balaila, Amala Acher Shalom HaShachar Laila. So you possibly read it twice at night. That means that after Amud HaShachar, before Netzach Am is called night. That after Alos HaShachar, Alma Yomamu, it's daytime, even before Netzachan. Moshe says, low. The Olam Lailahu. Really, it's Laila. So you're reading twice at night. Till Netzachan is not called Yom, Yom starts with Netzachan. The Korila Yom, the Ika Inche, the Kaimi Bahishaita. The fact that it calls it day is not because it's really day, but the Gabi Kriyashma is day, because Kriyashma doesn't depend on day and night. Kriya Shema depends on getting up and going to sleep. And since there are people who get up already after Alos HaShachar, the Gavi Kriya Shema is day. But it's Lamaita, Metzias is night. Omer Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Omer Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, Halacha Krim Shim Ben Yochai. Halacha Krim Shim Ben Yochai, that you can read, Kriya Shema Shel Shachris immediately after Alos HaShachar. Ika Damasin Lohadu Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Aho. Some learn what Rav Acha Bar Chanina said on this price. The Tanya, Rav Shim Ben Yochai Omer, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Panim Shodim Kori Kriya Shema Shtei Panim Biyom, Achas Kodim Anetzachama, the Achas La'achar Anetzachama. Sometimes possible to read Kriya Shema twice in the same day, and you'll be Yotze for the night before and that day. Yotze Mirei Chovoso, Achas Shal Yom V'Achas Shal Laila, O Guf Akasha, Amres Panim Shodim Kori Kriya Shema Shtei Panim Biyom, Mashma, that it's daytime. After what's it called? Before Netzachama, after Alos HaShachar, it's daytime. Alma Kodama Netzachama, Yomamahu. The other Tani, Yotze Bohem Yedei Chovoso, Acha Shal Yom, Acha Shal Laila, Alma Laila. Right? It's after what's it called? Netzachama, after Alos HaShachar, till Netzachama is called night, according to this. Because you Yotze Kriya Shema at night. Morris says no. The Olam Yomamahu. Really, it's daytime. Okay, now this Braisa argues on what we said before. Right, before we said that from Alos HaShachar to Netzachan is night. Right, but Legavi Kriya Shema, it has a din of day, because people are getting up. Now we're saying just the opposite. From Alos HaShachar to Netzachan is really day. But Legavi Kriya Shema is a din of night, because people are still sleeping. There's still people sleeping at that time. Om Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Om Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, Halacha Krim Shimon. Halacha is like Krim Shimon in that. So Om Rav Yeshua Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so now let's see Rashi. Lailahu Adanitzacham. The Kaimi Bahi Shaita, Hilkel Zman Kriyishma, the Yomhu, the Gavi Kriyishma, the Kumechoksiv, the Hokaimi. By Kriyishma, it's not dependent on absolute day and night, it's dependent on when people go to sleep and get up. Behind the Korli Laila, the Kormer Yotze Bo Kriya Shema Shel Laila, Mishum Dika De Gonu, the Korina Be'er V'Shoch Becha. Okay, so now, there's two different ways of looking at this sugya. The Rith holds like the following. The Rith says, Halacha is like Rav Gamliel, that the Dievet, if you didn't read Kriya Shema, what's it called, Til Chatzos, you can read it Til Alos HaShachar. And the Halacha is also like Reb Shimon, and like both Lashonos of Reb Shimon, that B'Shas Adchak, right, not where you were Mezer or Pshia, this is Davka B'Shas Adchak, right, you can read Kriya Shema even after Alos HaShachar, right, B'Shas Adchak. Normally you can't read after Alos HaShachar, Halacha Zakron Gamliel. But, that's B'Dievid, even if you were Posheya or whatever, B'Dievid you can read till Alos HaShachar, L'Chatchila till Chatzos. But B'Shas Adchak, right, that's even worse than the Dievet, the Shas Adchak. Then you can be Somech on Reb Shimon and read even after Alos HaShachar, and both things. You can read after Alos HaShachar and be Yotze Kriya Shema of the day, because some people get up then. And you can read after Alos HaShachar and be Yotze Kriya Shema of night also. Okay, they ask according to that sheet, should have said a bigger chiddush. Not that once you can read it after Netzach Hama and before Netzach Hama, or after Alos HaShachar and before Alos HaShachar. You can read it, mamish, after Alos HaShachar, before Netzach Hama, and the Yotze night and day, according to both Lashonos. Right? Everything before Netzach Hama, but according to the second Lashon, the Yotze day, first Lashon night, right? So, and Taka, that's halacha. You could do that, except the Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't do it in one day. Read after Alos HaShachar, before Netzach Hama, two times Kriyashma, and the Yotze once night and once day, because it's a tarit in the Sasri. Right? And the Rabbah says, no, it's not a tarit in the Sasri. Some people are getting up, some people are still sleeping. So at that time, you could read both Kriyashmas. He just says that even in one day, you could do it. It's just you should do one right after Alos HaShachar, and one right before Netzach Hama. Not mamish right next to each other, that mamish looks like a stealer. But if there's a little bit of time in between, even in one day, the Elul Rabbah says you could read Kriya Shema after Alos HaShachar, before Netzach Hama, twice, and be Yotzei for night and for day. Yeah, but it's only B'Shas HaTchak. The Balamor says that all of these argue on each other. You can't pass them like all of them. So he says the halacha is like the second Lashon of Reb Shimon, right? And that Alos HaShachar is still considered night. And that after Alos HaShachar till Netzach Hama is considered night, and you Yotzei only Kriya Shema of night at that time. Okay.
No
question.
What?
That's the difference between B'diev and Shas Atchak. Shas Atchak means that you weren't Poshea, and there's some extenuating circumstances. This has to be something not normal, not just found that you didn't read. Okay. Now the Gemara goes on. Omer Abzeira, uvilvad shelo yomer hashkiveinu. Now Rashi learns, look at Rashi, uvilvad shelo yomer hashkiveinu, hakori kriyashma shalayla, shachris, somach la'amud ha-shachar. Talking over here where you're reading before Amud ha-shachar. Okay, that's what Mashman Rashi. You're reading Kriyashma Shalayla, right, in the morning, near Amud HaShachar, like Ram Gamliel, right, before Amud HaShachar passes. Lo Yomer Hashkivenu, he still can't say Hashkivenu, She'ein Od Zman Tchila Shchiva. It's not the time people start to go to sleep, El Zman Sof Shchiva. Kriyashma you can say because it's Sof Shchiva, people are still sleeping. But you can't say Hashkivenu, because Hashkivenu is Mashman put us to sleep, going now, not while you're asleep. But Hashkiveinu Hashem, make us go to, that nobody's going to sleep before, and the Rishonim all argue on Rashi, and the Rashi also is difficult, what's the shear? How much before Alos HaShachar you can't say Hashkiveinu? There's no shear over here as to when Tchila Shchiva is, right, that you can still say Hashkiveinu. Rashi says, Samuch le Alos HaShachar. Unless it could be that Rashi maybe means Samuch l'Amud HaShachar after Amud HaShachar. And he holds like all the other Rishonim. But all the Rishonim take on Rashi. The Rashi means Somach L'Amud HaShachar before. And there's still a time, even before Amud HaShachar, that you can't say Hashkiveinu anymore. And Rashi's not clear what that time is exactly. Okay. All the other Rishonim learn that it's going back on reading Kriya Shema Shel Laila after Amud HaShachar. That you can read it still after Amud HaShachar, till Netzach Hama, because it's still time that people are sleeping. However, it's time that people are sleeping. It's not time that people are going to sleep at that time. Therefore, you can't say Hashkiveinu. Okay? Some say that, what's it called? That you don't skip Hashkiveinu completely. You just change the nusach. You don't say the words Hashkiveinu. Either, according to Rabbeinu Manoach, you say Hashkiveinu at that time. Right? Or you say the Sakneinu Be'etzah Tova and skip the first few words. Most Rishonim learn that that's the Ritz Geis. Most Rishonim learn that you don't say the bracha at all, right? But you can say the bracha of Hamari Varavim then, because your masker midas Laila v'yom and midas yom v'laila, and there's no problem mentioning Laila and yom, right? Even though it may be mamish yom, still you can mention Laila, but it can't say Hashkiveinu, it's a shaker. The Meiri brings down that even Mari Varavim don't say. Not only not Hashkiveinu, but that includes also Hamari Varavim you don't say. The Gavi Tfila, can you daven, what's it called, can you daven Mariv till Netzach Hama? So according to the Balamor, that it's Mamash Laila, right, so you thought he can daven. According to most poskim, that has nothing to do with Laila and Yom, it's just Man Shiva, the Chora, you can't daven Mariv. It's after Alos HaShachar's day. But it's Zman Shchiva, so you could say Kriyashma. But davening is probably in day and night. You can't daven. That's how the Mishnah Berurah holds. Yoruch HaShulchan says that on Kol Shekeinis, you can say Kriyashma, which is the Raisa. You surely can daven during that time, Marif, right? And Taka the Hasagas arrived, and the Pirush Mishnah of the Rambam hold Taka that you could daven Marif after Alos HaShachar. What's it called? It's also considered still time for Tefillas Marif, just like it's considered time for Kriyashma. Okay, he also Rav Yitzchok Bar Yosef, Omar Hodor Rav Achai, Acha, Bar Rav Chanina, Omar Rav Shul Ben Levi, Lav B'Teir Shitma, Ela Mechlola Itma. That which we had, that Rav Acha said, and then Rav Chanina, was not said B'Teir Shit, that what's it called, that after Alos HaShachar, you can still say Kriyishma, but we learned it from a Maisa that happened. Dahu Zuga the Rabbanim, there was a pair of Talmidei Chachamim, they got drunk at the chasma of the son of Rabbi Shulban Levi. Also became Rabbi Shulban Levi, and they came to Rabbi Shulban Levi, and it was after Alos HaShachar, and Omar Kedai Rab Shimon Lismokol Abishas Hatchak, and he said to them, Taka, you could be Sovach on Rab Shimon Bishas Hatchak, Eirish, only Bishas Hatchak, right, extenuating circle like over here, and you could read Kriyishma after Alos HaShachar, Kriyishma Shalayim. Now, what was the difference between them and the mice of the children of Ram Gamliel? Because Ram Gamliel said, if it hasn't yet been Alos HaShachar, you can read, but Mashmah was after Alos HaShachar, they couldn't read. Here, they were mutter even after Alos HaShachar. What was the difference in the two? So some say the difference was that Ram Gamliel's children were slum at a party. The Sudas Rishus wasn't Shasadcha for them, and therefore only to Alos HaShachar. These were at a wedding. There's a Sudas Mitzvah. So therefore, it was considered Shasatchak, they were allowed to. Others say that Ram Gamliel's children got drunk, but they were still awake. So they should have said Kriyishma. You're allowed to say Kriyishma when you're drunk. They should have said Kriyishma even though they were drunk, right? As long as they were able to dabber l'fnei ha-melech, what's it called, even that a certain amount of drunkenness, you still can say Kriyishma. So they should have said Kriyishma. And that wasn't a Shasatchak. Therefore, they could only say Tilal HaShachar. These got drunk and fell asleep. Memela was a Shasatchak. They woke up after Alos HaShachar. They had no choice. And since it was a Sudas Mitzvah, and they was what to call, therefore they were allowed to say it even after Alos HaShachar. Okay, Maisa Shabo Bonav, the Ad Hashtalo Shmiel, who hugged Ram Gamliel. Right? So now the sons didn't know that Ram Gamliel argued on Rabbanim. Right? They just found out now the father argued on the Rabbanim. Hochi Kamrile. Rabbanim plead Yolech. They said to the father like this, we know that the Rove argue on you. We know you hold, you can say Talos HaShachar, but the Chachamim hold to Chatzos. The Yochid V'Ravim, Halacha K'Ravim. You're our father, very nice, but Halacha is like the Ravim. Not like you, right? Odilno Rabbanim Kavasos Lirolohu. Or maybe no, the Rabbanim don't argue on you. It's not a machlokas when Zman Kriyishma is. Everybody holds like you, that Zman Kriyishma is Talos HaShachar, because that's when people are sleeping. V'haydik Amri An Chatzos, that which Rabbanim said to Chatzos, K'dei Lahar Chigodim in Adeira. They just did it as a siyog. But really, it's still Zman Kriyishma. So, b'di'evid, if you passed Chatzos, so you were over the shag of the Rabbanim, but still, there's what's it called, there's a mitzvah to read Kriyishma. That was their shag. Amar lohu, Rabbanim kavosis, b'rolohu, it's really Zman Kriyishma, even according to the Rabbanim, because people are still sleeping. Chayov v'natem, and you're chayav to read. Because you, b'di'evid, are holding now in a time when you were over the shag of the Rabbanim, but there's still a mitzvah to read Kriyishma. The Haidika Amri and Chatzos could have a heart of the Menadeva. Rashi, Ishtakur, Vivachal Yomar Hashkidenu, Akore Kriyishma, Shalai Lashakr, Soma Klavu Lashakr, Lo Yomar Hashkidenu, Shein Odzman Tchila Shiva, Ozman Sok Shiva. Ishtakur, the Yashmu, the Nirdumu, and they fell asleep. Ad Allah Ramuna Shakr, they only woke up after Ramuna Shakr. So that was a Shasatrak. So then they could say, when there's no Shasatchak, right, you can't read Kriyishma after Alos HaShachar, only till Alos HaShachar. Hachi Komer Omer Lei, Rabbanim Gamliel, Velo Goris Ela. Rabbanim Pligi Olaich, Lomar, Ni Pligi Rabbanim Olecha. Do the Rabbanim argue on you? To Hoda Amri, Ad Chatzos, Tavka Ka Amri? The Lo Mashmul Hu, Veshoch Becho, Kozman Shiva, Ela Kozman Shidera Pnei Odom Lisatik, Leilich Lishkat, and they hold not like Rabbi Lezer, not the beginning of the time of Shiva, but the time that people, some stragglers, are still going to sleep. That's still Chatzos. Right? But after that is not Zman Shiva at all. You hold that Zman Shiva means the time that people are sleeping. Till Alos HaShachar. Then if they argue on you, right, in the Zman of Krishma itself, then Allah should be like that. And after Chatzos shouldn't be Zman Krishma. Oh, Dilma Kavasostiril, and maybe not. Mashmalahu B'shach B'chol, Kozman, should they agree with you? That's really Krishma you could say all night. Because B'shach B'chol means when people are sleeping. But the Ka'amri Ad Chatzos Harchokahu, Kidei Lazaris. Miuhecha Di'isnes, Lo Korah, Kodim Chatzos, Adayin Zman Chiyuvahu, Mechaydei, Benafki Dei Krishma B'shmada. Right, maybe they agree, still Zman Krishma, and the Chatzilah you're supposed to read before Chatzos, but the Evan, if you didn't, then it's still Zman Krishma after Chatzos. So he told them, Kavosei Svirulahu, the Chayov Matan Likros Karsinan, the Lo Karsinan Mutarin, the Chilush Lob Zman, Tanan Akorin Mikan Beelach, well, he said, God, I'm Akorin Mutarin, there's nothing wrong with reading Krishma after the Zman, just like you don't say the Mitzvah. But you're reading, you get scarlet reading the Torah. So you can't say Mutar Likros, and it'll be Chayov Matan Likros. Okay. Velo zu bilvad omru, ela. Ram Gamliel miko omer ad chatzos, diktoni velo zu bilvad, right? Ram Gamliel himself didn't say till chatzos. He held you could read the chatzila till amud ha-shachar. So what is it? Velo zu bilvad, omru hachik omer, lehu Ram Gamliel, lebonim. Afilu the rabbonim, dika amri ad chatzos, even the rabbonim, who hold till chatzos, mitzvos ad shialom ha-shachar. V'hai deko amri ad chatzos, kide ha-harchik odim ben aveira, and in other things they said the same thing. Hector Chalovin, the Ilu Achilles Psochim Latani, it doesn't say in the Mishnah that there's something else that's still Chatzos, that Rabbanin, or that's a Mitzvah Kol Alayla, right? Mitzvosan Ad Shal Amud HaShachar, which is Achilles Psochim. It doesn't say you can eat Korban Pesach all night till Amud HaShachar. Raminu, and I'll bring you a steerer to that, that it says in another Brisa that you can eat Korban Pesach all night. Krishna Arvis, Vahalel Velele Psochim, Vahilus Pesach, Mitzvos and Hashiyal Amud HaShachar. So why doesn't our Mishnah say also Korban Pesach you can eat till Amud HaShachar? So the Tzlach points out, why didn't it say about Halal? Right? Lamaisa, it says over here, Halal Pesach night, also you could say till Amud HaShachar. Why didn't the Gemara say, our Mishnah doesn't say Halal? So some say that our Mishnah is only talking about Mitzvos D'oraisa. And Halal is only the Rabbanan. But that's only good if, according to the Man Yomar, who says Krishna is D'oraisa. The Kuntan Nadi Omer says Krishma is the Rabbonin, that's not an answer. So therefore they want to bring a Raya from here that Halel, Leil Pesach, and Achilas Korban Pesach go together. They're the same halacha. Whenever you can eat Korban Pesach, you can say Halel. And whenever you can't eat Korban Pesach, you can say Halel. So if you hold, we'll see, that Korban Pesach you can only eat till Chatzos, you can only say Halel till Chatzos. If you hold Korban Pesach all night, then Halel. So Mela, when it says Achilas Pesach, it includes Halel. They're one halacha. Omer of Yosef Lokasha. Or Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah or Rabbi Akiva. Right? There's a machlokas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, whether you can eat Korban Pesach all night or only till Chatzos. And our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, only till Chatzos. And therefore it doesn't mention you can eat Korban Pesach all night, because our Mishnah doesn't hold like that. Yitanya, the Ochlus Abbasar Balaila Hazeh, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Nemer Kan Balaila Hazeh, and Nemer Lahalon, the Ovarti Beres Nisraim Balaila Hazeh. Malahalon Ad Chatzos, Hathan ad chatzos. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says we learn Balayla Hazeh from Makas Bechoros. It says you should eat the Korban Pesach Balayla Hazeh, and it says the Rabbanu Shel Olam smote the Bechoros Balayla Hazeh. Just like there it ended at chatzos, so too over here it ends at chatzos. So they ask, Makas Bechoros didn't end at chatzos, it started at chatzos and finished at chatzos. Everything was done exactly at chatzos. So why doesn't Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah learn that you have to eat the Korban Pesach exactly at Chatzos, not before and not after? So the Tzlach says, and others say the same thing, that it can't be you have to eat Korban Pesach exactly at Chatzos, because it's impossible to eat a Kazayis exactly at Chatzos, right? And obviously more time. So it has to mean either the Zman till Chatzos or the Zman after Chatzos. And since Makas Bechoros ended at Chatzos, then it can't mean that the first part of the night, what's it called, is not shayach to eat, it's only the last part of the night, because we have a limud that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah also holds, that you can't eat Korban Pesach the day you bring it, in the daytime. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me you can't eat in the daytime? You can't even in the nighttime, till Chatzos. So it can't mean, so it either has to mean before that time or after that time. So the raya is, it has to mean till Chatzos, till Zman Makas Bechoros. Others say
that it can't mean Chatzos, because we don't know when Chatzos is. Even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know, according to one Mandiyom. So it can't mean exactly a Chatzos. So what does it mean? It means the Zman of the Gzeir of Makas Bechoros, which was the first half of the night. But after Makas Bechoros was over, at Chatzos, there was no more Inyan of Makas Bechoros. That was finished. So we learn from from Makas Bechoros, not the Maka actual, but the Gzeir of the Maka, which was till Chatzos. Omer le Rabbi Akiva, the halot parnemar b'chipazon, ad shas chipazon, you're allowed to eat korban Pesach b'chipazon till the time of chipazon. Im kein matam ad lomer balayla, so why does it say dafka balayla zeh? Yochol yei nechal tikodshim b'yom, because I might think you can eat it in the daytime already. You bring the korban Pesach on the 14th in the daytime, start eating it then. Tam ad lomer balayla, you can only eat it from the night. Balayla hu nechal v'lo b'yom. Right? You need the word hazeh. According to him, you need balayla hazeh to tell me that you can only eat it till chatzos. Elo Rabbi Akiva, but according to Rabbi Akiva, he doesn't need the gzeirah shofar. He learns that you have to eat it at night, but you can eat it all night. He doesn't learn till chatzos. He only needs a pasuk to tell me you don't eat it in the daytime before the night comes. Like every korban that you eat in the daytime after you bring it too. Right, so why does he need the word hazeh? Why does it say ba'ochlus abas or balayla hazeh? Should have said ba'ochlus abas or balayla. Hi hazeh my other light, the mute layla acher, who the usher. Comes to tell me you can't eat it another night. Only balayla hazeh, meaning what? Not sulkadaita kamena hoil pesach kachim kalim, mushlamim kachim kalim. I might think that since korban pesach is kachim kalim, and shlamim are kachim kalim, I think like this. According to Shlomim, the day you bring it, you eat it. That night and the next day. Right? So according to Pesach, I would say, since the Achila starts at night, it patterns itself after Shlomim, only the opposite. You eat it two nights in a day. You eat it the night after you bring it. The next day, obviously you can't eat because that's from Belila, but then you can eat it again the next night. So you can eat it for two nights. Comes along the Torah and says, Balayla Hazeh, only this night, not the next night also. Kamash Malon, Balayla Hazeh, Unecho, the Inon Necho, Balayla Achim. Rabbelezer ben Azariah, how does Rabbelezer ben Azariah know you can't eat the next night? Maybe it's like Shlomim, we can eat two nights, right? Miloso Siru ad Boker Nafka. We learn from the fact you can't leave it till the morning. If you can't leave it till the morning, so obviously it becomes Noser in the morning, you can't eat it the next night, for sure. Rabbi Akiva, Ime Hasam, Rabbi Akiva says, no, from that pasuk I wouldn't know yet that you couldn't eat it the next night. Havi Amina, Boker, Boker Sheni. Boker doesn't mean the first morning. It means the next morning. Don't leave it till the morning after the second night. Rabbi Lezer, Omer Lecha, Kol Boker, Boker Rishonu. No, you couldn't have made a mistake to think it means the second morning. It Dafka means the first morning. Rashi. Shaski Pazom. When they were rushing to leave the shrine, that is by Amud HaShachar. They left right away in the morning. They weren't allowed to leave till morning, and morning is Alos HaShachar. I think you're allowed to eat Korban Pesach starting in the daytime when you shechted it, not good night. Then we have another possibility, that even though you start at night, you can eat two nights, right? And even though there's a day that separates in between, and you can't eat in the day, because it says balayla, but that day will separate, and then the mitzvah comes again at night, the next night. Shebein asayin, the seed b'yom zidchachem ye'ochel mimacharas. Al pesach nomi, hol ve'enu nechal ela balayla, you can only eat korban pesach balayla, nokim shnei leilos, but enekom shnei yomim tishlomim. Let's switch the days for the night by Shlomim. V'yehei necho v'shnei leilos v'yom echad. Lo shiyoch leilu v'yom. Not that you should eat in the day in between, because that can't be, because it says balayla. Ela shiyehei shos man shlo yitzu v'achila. It shouldn't become possible during that daytime. V'shvil hamtonas hayom. V'yoch leilu v'layla shenis. And the mitzvah again comes back again the next night. K'mashmullah, no, it's only one night. Balayla hazeh. Okay. V'honi t'nai kahani t'nai. V'tanya Shon tizbach es ha-pesach bo-erev, kivo ha-shemesh, moed chase from the Mitzrayim. Right? There's three times here. Three different times. Bo-erev, kivo ha-shemesh, and Moed Seis Chumitzrayim. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Be'erev Atazoveach. Be'erev means in the afternoon. After Bein Harbayim, that's after the afternoon, that's when you can shech the Korban Pesach. Ukevo Hashem Shata Ochel. And when the sun sets, meaning Seis HaKochavim, that's when you start eating the Korban Pesach. Moed Seis Chumitzrayim, what is Moed Seis Chumitzrayim? That's when you went out, actually, in the morning. Till Alos HaShachar Atasorit. After Alos HaShachar, you burn. That's Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Be'erev Atazoveach. Right? The first man, Be'erev, is when you shecht the Korban Pesach. Kivo HaShemesh Atahochem. And you start eating Kivo HaShemesh when Seis HaKochad. Ve'ad Mosai Atahochel V'holeich, Ad Moe Seis HaMitzrayim. Until when can you eat? You can eat all night. What does the first man, the Omer, hold? You can't eat all night. You can only eat till Chatzot. Aye, so what's the Moed Seis from the Mitzrayim? Something you can do till Alos HaShachar. You don't have to burn it till Alos HaShachar. You only start burning it after Alos HaShachar. It doesn't become noser until, what's it called, Min HaTorah at least, until the morning. Even though it's usher to eat at Chatzot. So we have here Machlokis, the same Machlokis of Lozer Nazai and Rabbi Akiva, is Machlokis of Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Omer of Abba, Hakol Modim Kishin Nigalu Yisrael Mitzrayim Lo Nigalu Ela Be'erev. Let's use Rashi first. Shom Tizbach Esapes of Be'erev Kivo Hashemesh Moed Seis Mitzrayim Hari Lecha Shloshes Manim Shem Shavim. These are three separate times, so obviously it's referring to three different parts of the process of bringing Korban Pesach. Be'erev Ki Notu Tzilalei Erev. Erev means in the afternoon, right? When it starts, what's it called, the shadows start to get longer. Hainu la'achr chatzos, that's after midday. Shinistal kochama mirosh kolodom, the sun is not overhead. The nuts of the mire, it's starting to go towards the west, and now the shadows begin to get longer towards the east. Kivo ha-shemesh mishach ha-shecha. Kivo ha-shemesh means tseis ha-kochod. Moe tseis ha-mitzrayim ha-boken. That's when you actually went out of Mitzrayim, was in the morning. Ketzad yishkayim u'kulam, how do you makayim all three psukim? They're referring to three different times, and they say them all together. Be'erev l'zman shchita. Be'erev means in the afternoon, that's when you shech the Korban Pesach. Kibo Hashem es teis ha-kochalim ha-schol l'zman achil, that's when you start eating it. Moe teis l'zman tzrefa, and when you went out, that's when you burn it. Right? Anything's left over, till the morning, till alos ha-shachar, you burn it. Kalomar, ba-boker hu nasa nosar, shigi l'zman tzrefa. Elavisha ain sorkin, kachim b'yom tov, mankinin lo ad-boker sheni. But you can't burn it on Yom Tov. So you wait till the next morning. You can't burn it at night, and you can't burn it on Yom Tov. So the time that the earliest you could have burned it had not been Yom Tov would be in the morning. You wait till the next morning. Ad Moshe ata ochel ha'inuk Rav Akiva. Havel etanakava ad chatzos laila havizman achila v'sulo ilo may b'nai. Right? Must be that the Tanakhama who says that the third pasuk, the third part of the pasuk that speaks about morning, is legabi burning, means that you can't eat till then. You can only eat till chatzos. But you don't burn it after chatzos, you only burn it in the morning. And Nele, you can't burn it then, so you burn it the next morning. Okay. Ad Mosay Ata Ochel. Okay. Hakol Modin, let's go on. Hakol Omer Rabava, Hakol Modin. Shinigalu Yisrael Mitzrayim, Lo Nigalu Ela Be'erev. Everybody agrees that the Geula was already in the evening. Shinemar Hotziyacha Hashem Elokechem Mitzrayim Laila. God took you out of Mitzrayim at night. Ukishiyotsu, when they actually went out, in other words, they potential geula, they were redeemed already at night. But they didn't go out ela b'yom. They didn't actually go out till the daytime. Shenemar, mimochras ha-pesach, yotsu b'nei Yisrael b'yad ramah. The day after they brought Korban Pesach, that's when they went out b'yad ramah. So, aman echleku, so what's the argument? Everybody knows the geula was at night, the actual going out was during the day. Al-Shas Chippozo. The Machlokas of Elazar ben Azaria and Rabbi Akiva depends what's called Chippozo. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria is over my Chippozo and Chippozo de Mitzrayim. It says, what's it called? The Pasuk is, the Achlu also be Chippozo. You should eat it be Chippozo, meaning till the time of Chippozo. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria says Chippozo, here refers to the Chippozo of Mitzrayim, that they were forcing us to leave. Not when we actually left, but when we could have left because Mitzrayim wanted us out. That was at Chatzos, when Makkos Bechoros came. So you can eat it till Shas Chipazon, till the time the Mitzrim were throwing you out, till Chatzos. That's Rabbi Elazar Azari. Rabbi Akiva Sovra my Chipazon, Chipazon Israel. It's referring to the Chipazon that we left Mitzrayim in haste. That was until the morning. So you can eat it till the time of Chipazon, till the morning. Tanan Hossam, Hotsiacha Hashem Elokecha Mitzrayim Laila, V'chi B'Laila Yotzu, V'halol Yotzu L'Biyom. It says God took you out of Mitzrayim at night. They didn't go out of Mitzrayim at night, they went out in the daytime. Shenemer Mimochras HaPesach Yotzu B'nei Yisro B'yad Ramah. Elamalameh Shehizchil Elohem Ge'ula Mibo'erev. The Ge'ula already started from the night, meaning that they already had the potential to go out at night after Makas Bechoros, so it started already at night. Rashi. Hakol Moldim, Rabbi Akiva Gufei Molde Shalayla Michatzos De'ele Choyse Shas Chipazon L'Mitzrayim, the Shulchan Aruch. Even Rabbi Akiva holds that there was the Shas Chipazon started at Chatzos when the Egyptians were pushing them out. But he holds that the Chipazon the Torah is talking about of eating Korban Pesach until the morning when they were hastily leaving. The Arab Nigalo Nosnul and Rishus Lotzis, their permission to leave at night already. Chipazon to Mitzrayim, Makas HaBechorim. Shall Yadam Nechbazu Lamayr Lashalcham. Chipazon to Israel, Loshamu Lohen Lotzis HaBokra. They didn't listen to them to leave until the morning, and then they left with haste. Okay, there's an interesting Sam Sofer here. Sam Sofer says like this, to explain these psukim, why one pasuk says they left Mitzrayim at night. The other pasuk says they left Mitzrayim, Mimochras HaPesach, Yotzu Mimitzrayim. He says like this, even though from Halacha, the day follows the night, the day starts night and then day, but the way that Rabbeinu Shem created the world was, he created Or, and then Choshech, and he, in Eretz Yisrael, where the world started, right, he suppressed the Or, and immediately there was night, right, and that's the night started off the day in Eretz Yisrael. But in the rest of the world, it was still daytime, right? As things go in America, right, it was 7 hours earlier. So everywhere else in the world, except that place in Eretz Yisrael, the day started, really not true, because anything west of Eretz Yisrael was still night, even worse. But I guess that the whole Mahalach started in Eretz Yisrael, so there wasn't anything west. There wasn't anything there, night or day, whatever. It was still the night from the original night. But anything before, since the light was created first, it was still light over there. So everywhere else in the world besides Eretz Yisrael, the day started at the day and then the night. Okay, therefore, before Matan Torah, by the Goyim, right, they had their day start in the daytime, and then at night, and even Yidden. Anybody who wanted to keep Shabbos voluntarily before Matan Torah, this is the Machnas, the Hafla, that's it called, who was a Chassam Sofer's relative, he says he has a Kabbalah from the Hafla, that before Matan Torah, the day started in the daytime and then night. So if you wanted to keep Shabbos, you started Shabbos morning and you ended Sunday morning. Right? Night followed the day. And this is the reason, he says. Okay? And Mele says like this. Before Matan Torah, since the daytime started back in the day, that means at Netzach Hamah. Before Matan Torah, Alos HaShachar was for sure considered night, because daytime started when the sun came up, right? That was Or, right? That was Or Yom, when the sun's light came up. So before Matan Torah, Alos HaShachar truly wasn't considered daytime, it was considered nighttime. He says like this, by Makas Bechoros or whatever, they went out of Mitzrayim by Alos HaShachar, which before Matan Torah was still night. That also was the day after they brought Korban Pesach, because that started a new day, right? That new day was Mimochras HaPesach, because a new day started in the daytime. So it was after they ate Korban Pesach, because at night was already the day before. Normally, the next day would be the same day. It wouldn't be the next day. But before Matan Torah was the next day. So all the psukim are right. They left Mimochras HaPesach. They left at night. And it's all talking about the same time. Alos HaShachar of the day, right, after the night they ate Korban Pesach. Okay. Halacha-wise, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva that you can eat Korban Pesach all night. And Tosfos holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the Rach, the Ravan, the Ravyo, the Orzarua,
and the Smad, the Urayim, the Rashba, and the Rosh all say that's a suffix. Whether the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, whether you can eat Korban Pesach all night or only till Chatzos, and therefore you have to, and since Matzah, the Zman Hazeh, Afikomen, is connected Korban Pesach, so we're not sure if you can eat Korban Pesach after Chatzos or only till Chatzos, because it depends on Korban Pesach. So since we're not Mesupik, you have to eat before Chatzos. B'di'evit, if you didn't eat, you should eat after Chatzos without a bracha. There's another machlokas. According to Rabbi Akiva, was there a siog at Korban Pesach? Because Rabbi Akiva holds, Minatori, you could eat Korban Pesach all night. But did the Rabbanan make a siog that you have to finish by Chatzos? Rabbinically, you have to finish by Chatzos. Here also is machlokas. The Rashba holds that there was no siag, and the Rashbam holds there was. Okay? And the Tzlach is a very interesting shot here. He says that this, whether there was a siag or not, depends on who we learn like, Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Yeshua. We said that there's two man yomer who hold that you can eat Korban Pesach all night, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua. But they learn it from a different pasuk. Okay? Rabbi Yeshua learns it from Mimoei Tseis Chami Mitzrayim. You can eat up until the time you left Mitzrayim, which means all night, till Alos HaShachar. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah learns it till Chipazon. Till Shas Chipazon, and Rabbi Akiva learns that for till Shas Chipazon, right, till the time that they were hastily left Mitzrayim in the daytime. That Chipazon was only by Pesach Mitzrayim. Okay, it doesn't apply today. There was no Chipazon. The Korban Pesach today is not eating the Chipazon. So that's only referring. Moed Seis Chomim Mitzrayim, though, Torah would be talking about all years, right? The time that you left Mitzrayim applies to all times. She said like this, the Taz says a klal, that anything the Torah says but Therish is mutter, the Rabbanan had no power to ask it. Okay? That's a klal. He says that's why Mila, they didn't ask her on Shabbos. Where a shofar and lulav, they did. Why didn't they ask her Mila, right? Maybe you'll carry the Ismail or whatever, right? Just like a shofar or whatever. So there's other answers. But the Taz says the answer is because Mila says the Therish, by Yom Hashmini, even on Shabbos. Since the Torah said the Therish you could do it on Shabbos, but Rabbanan couldn't ask it. But the other ones, it doesn't say the Therish you can do it on Shabbos, there's no reason why you can't do it on Shabbos. Since it doesn't say the Therish in the Torah you can do it on Shabbos, but Rabbanan could come and ask her on Shabbos. Okay, so anything the Torah says the Therish is mutter, but Rabbanan had no power to make a siog. It's like the Torah is telling you, I want you to do it. So you don't have any reason to worry about whatever. Or it looks like you're contradicting, but whatever it may be, the Rabbanan never used their power to answer something that the Torah said the Therish is mutter. Only where the Torah didn't say the Therish, it's mutter, but the Torah didn't say it openly, then they can make a claim. He says like this. So he says, if the Torah said you can eat Korban Pesach ad moed seis chani Mitzrayim, then that's the Therish, that you could eat it till then. And Ela, the Rabbanan couldn't make an issue. That's Rabbi Yehoshua. But according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that it's Ad Shas Chipazon, that only applied to Pesach Mitzrayim. That time when they left the Chipazon, they could only eat it till the morning. They could eat it till the morning. But that doesn't tell me that it's mutter for all generations to eat till the morning. But there's no reason why not. But it doesn't say the Gzeirah in the Torah. Then the Rabbanan could have made a Gzeirah. So this, whether it was a Gzeirah or not, depends on if we hold like Rabbi Akiva or we hold like Rabbi Yeshua, even though they both hold you can eat till the morning, they hold for different reasons. And according to the reason of Rabbi Yeshua, it's of the Therish a thing in the Torah that it's mutter to eat till the morning, the Rabbanan couldn't have made a Gzeirah. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's not the Therish that you can eat till the morning all Doros, it's just not Osir, but it's not the Therish that it's mutter, and therefore they could make a Gzeirah. The Tzlach. And what's it called? That whether the Dievid, after Chatzos, if they made make a Gzeirah, the Dievid could you eat or not? Is some hold that you should eat, and some hold that you're not allowed, becomes no sir to Rabbanan, and you're not allowed to eat the Chlal. By Matzo, we hold that if you didn't eat, you can eat afterwards without a bracha. Okay. Yom Hashmini, we learn from that, you don't need a pasuk by Yom Hashmini, it's an extra pasuk, it's only by Yom HaKibul B'Shabbos. Special drasha, even on Shabbos, you need it. It's Mila, otherwise will be awesome.